On today's Tech Help for Churches, why naming your podcast really, really matters. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the internet, just the web in general for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just leave your question or comment below the video. Now, if you're one of the great people that have subscribed for free to have the audio or the video just delivered automatically to your device, your computer, etc., then there's no good way to leave it under the video. No problem. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC and leave your comment there. And if you'd like to join their ranks, remember, absolutely free, just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe to any or all of the shows of your choosing. No email needed, no nothing. Just pick one, click subscribe, and go from there. So I've been thinking about podcasting in general and some of the mistakes that I've made in the past. One of them is actually a really old mistake. I've been podcasting since 2005, so over 10 years, and the first podcast I ever created is still running. It's on Thursdays, and it was called Tech No Babble. Now, I thought this was very clever because the Tower of Babel in its day was a kind of technology, and people got very proud of this great technological marvel that they'd built and said, we're like God now because we could build such a high tower. So the whole point of the show that I do every Thursday, the whole point of that name was that we're going to discuss tech, but we're not going to go into the self-importance that that story kind of warns against. You see, because technology isn't just electronics. Technology is invention of any sort. So that was the idea behind the name. There's a couple big problems with that name, though. First off, how do you spell Babel? A lot of people spell it B-A-B-B-L-E, like babbling around, which comes from the story of the Tower of Babel. But instead, I foolishly spelled it like Babel, as in Babylon, as in the tower in the Bible. Yeah, a lot of people don't remember that. I actually own technobabelshow.com, and I've just quit giving it out because, quite frankly, no one remembers how to spell it. So that's a problem. Secondly, T-E-C-H, comma, space, N-O, space, B-A-B-E-L. What does that tell you about the show? Tech. No. Babble. What's a babble? So while I meant it to be descriptive, I meant it to be inclusionary of people with a background in the church, etc., that they'd get it and it would be a little bit of an inside joke, turned out not to be helpful at all. So that's no good. Now, this show is called Tech Help for Churches. So you might think, well, that's a much better name. Well, first off, I didn't come up with it. This is a show I took over from Jeremy Sarber. So I thank him for coming up with the name for the show. But perhaps as I've culled it down to new media, social media, the internet for your church, a better name would have been Internet Technologies for Your Church. Would have been. So the names matter because people, it's not like when you see a show on television where there's a bunch of advertising before it and they try and build up some buzz, and then you tune in based on what you already know about it. Podcasts aren't like that, because for most of us, we don't have huge advertising budgets. You know, I'm really spending a lot of money if I spend $5 a day on Facebook ads, which I'm delving into, maybe a future show about that. But I don't have hundreds of millions of dollars to spend. I don't have tens of thousands of dollars to spend. I don't have thousands of dollars to spend. So it kind of matters that I choose names that help based on what people are searching for. So internet technologies for churches, that would help. Because if you're looking for internet shows, that would tell you something. It would also tell you, oh, this is specifically geared towards churches. I'm not being exclusionary. I don't want people that are secular to feel excluded from this. I'm just targeted specifically towards churches. So that matters too. So that's why I think you should be very careful when you pick a name. You're going to want to be clever, like I was, and that's going to be a mistake because it's going to make it harder to find. Now, how do you clear up a mistake like that? Well, what I've done is I've added a colon and then a short description after each of these names, and I think that helps a lot. Still, not as helpful as the individual episode names, which are also searchable, but I think that's just a good step. A friend of mine, Dave Jackson, over at the School of Podcasting, he used to have one called Morning Announcements. Now, that's fun. It's clever. It's all about, you know, the first thing in school, but it doesn't tell you it's about podcasting. It was just called Morning Announcements. So is that from a specific school? Is it something about the news of the day? No, it was just a podcast for the School of Podcasting. So he had to change that. Another one, Daniel J. Lewis, The Audacity to Podcast. He meant it to be double meaning, like having the guts and courage and fortitude to podcast. And they would sometimes talk about the editing program Audacity. But Audacity and podcast together means to most people, oh, we're going to talk about the editing program in reference to podcasting. And he used to do a lot more about that, but now it's just a general how-to podcast show. So the name isn't as apropos from what people assume it to be anymore. So a great way to figure out if this is a problem for you is before you launch, or maybe now, ask people, just say the name and say, what do you think this show is about? If they guess well, you've named it well. Good job. If they guess poorly, don't think, well, that person's stupid. Think, huh, maybe the name isn't as clear as I meant. So that's what I want you to consider is maybe if people don't get your name, maybe it's not them. Maybe it's you, and you can do something about you. If you like this content, I bet you'd love my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, where I've got some great church tech gifts for you. Just added a new one, well, revamped an old one. It's a ProPresenter 5 tutorial set. Still working on other stuff. We'll add more and more. And remember that this content is provided to you free of charge. So if you like any of it and you're thinking, man, I wish there was a training resource that would help me flesh out some of this, head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and see if any of those things are right for you. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.